Man's Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. And what a week it was. What a night on Monday night, on the big stage of Monday Night Football, as the Houston Texans knocked off the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals 10-6. Let's check it all out in this week's Texans Rewind.
Hey, let's go! Hey, nobody outside this football gives us a chance. Nobody. And I like that. Because we play with a chip on our shoulders. We got a chance to do something tonight that nobody thinks we can do. So let's go out there, play together. I believe in every single guy in here, and you can believe in me. Let's play together as a group. Do your job. Play your assignment. Let's go do something great. Texas on three. 1, 2, 3, great.
Head coach Bill O'Brien has preached complimentary football since his arrival in Houston, and on this night, the big stage, he got what he was looking for. In fact, he awarded game balls to the entire team.
I'm proud of these players. You know, they focused on what their jobs were. They went out there and did their jobs in practice and in the film room. We've got really good guys in that locker room. To come in here and beat a team like Cincinnati, that in my opinion is a really good football team, 8-0 team. I think that's a heck of an accomplishment for the Houston Texans.
Defensively, the Texans held the Bengals running back tandem in Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill to a combined 51 yards. A.J. Green was only able to muster 67 yards. And Andy Dalton in the high-powered Bengal offense was held to under 260 yards and never found the end zone.
I just think we're playing better defense. You know, I think we're coming together and really executing our scheme. Play calling has been really good, and just going out there and just doing a good job of executing it.
The Texans' D forced 7 punts, and ex-Bengal Jonathan Joseph added an interception and went on to pass Dante Robinson for the all-time franchise lead in passes defensed.
It means a lot. It speaks for the amount of time, you put in over your career, the consistency and things like that. But, for me, really, it's not really about personal accolades and things like that. I'm just really more so about my teammates having fun and winning and things like that. I get text messages sometimes telling me about things I've done throughout my career. And, it's all good. Pat yourself on the back sometimes, but it's more so I'm happy just to get the W today.
Yates under center, one back Polk. Two receivers left. Mumphrey to the right. Handoff, Polk running left and breaks a tackle by Maluga. Maintains his balance across the 40, the 35, down to the 34-yard line. What a run by Chris Polk. Good for 13 yards.
Offensively, the Texans did just enough. After losing Brian Hoyer to a concussion early in the second half, enter Bengals nemesis T.J. Yates.
Yates drops back, fires left side of the end zone, wants Hopkins, and DeAndre with the catch, touchdown! Yates to Hopkins as the Texans take the lead. You cannot write this! T.J. Yates brings the Texans in front of the Bengals.
It was a little arm battle in between the route. The ref was letting us play all night, so I knew I wasn't going to get the call. I knew I had to stay in balance and go up and make a play for my team. Yates did a great job coming in and trusting his playmakers on giving us a chance. He did that, as soon as he came in. So, you got to give credit to the quarterback also.
I've done it before, just make sure I was prepared to do this. You got to do that coming in every single week. This week, a number was called and made it happen.
The Texans capped the upset and ended the Bengals' unbeaten streak and Andy Dalton's frustrating night when Kevin Johnson and Quentin Demps teamed up and stripped A.J. Green with just 40 seconds left on the clock.
Dalton takes the snap, throws left side, hits A.J. Green, and he's brought down at the 22-yard line. The ball comes out, and the Texans say they have it. And they do! Houston's going to win it!
It's a big win. It starts off the second half of your season on the right foot. It puts you in a position where everything's in front of you. We knew we were in the second half of the season going to have everything in front of us. And today helps as one step in the right direction, but it's a process. It's a bunch of one-game seasons. So we have a big game against the Jets coming up at home, and we just need to attack that one just like we did this one.
All right, John Harris, we've been talking about it all week, and yes, it happened here on the big stage, and I'm not sure you even have a voice left.
I know, I don't have a voice left, but I know this guy up here in the white shirt has been ragging everybody in a Texan shirt, and he's wrong. Yeah, so at that point, there's a great win, a great team win. And, you know, there was a play in this game where Chris Polk ran over a Bengals defender on a run. I saw this entire sideline just lose it, absolutely lose it. It was great.
Let's talk a little bit about the defense. I mean, unbelievable. They stepped up. This is the defense that we really expected to see. And actually, this was more than that.
This is the same defense that was in Miami and Atlanta. I mean, really? It was incredible. Absolutely incredible as Chris Polk walks through. But then again, after what he did tonight, that's fine. His defense flew to the football. They knew what they were supposed to do. They tackled very well. They got pressure on Andy Dalton. It was a great team effort. Defensively, it was just, I could watch that defense play all day. They were fantastic.
It's kind of surreal standing in the middle of all this, the players walking off. Could not be happier, but, you know, one guy who you have to be a little bit concerned about, Brian Hoyer going out with a concussion. On the flip side, enter T.J. Yates magically once again here in Cincinnati.
I don't even know what to say about that one. I didn't see Brian go out of the game because I was down on the far sideline, so I didn't see him. And so when I saw T.J. go out there, I thought, oh, my gosh. They were in position to win this game. I felt like eventually they'd crack that nut. They'd find a way. But then when he went out, I thought, oh, man, what's he going to do? And the first throw, he throws to Ryan Griffin like 4 yards short. But then he got hot. He found Ryan Griffin twice on third down and then makes the throw to DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, this guy loves, I mean, T.J. Yates loves Cincinnati. I mean, my goodness. I mean, he must be like the biggest Lonnie Anderson fan ever. I mean, it's just amazing. It's an incredible win. All night long, it was just great to watch.
Well, and one of the most amazing things to watch, and I know you had a bird's eye view of it, and that was DeAndre Hopkins' one-handed catch. Not only was the catch phenomenal, but able to keep his feet.
Well, it was interesting about that. As soon as TJ dropped back the throw, he was looking the other direction, and I was like, Hop, he's coming to you. I was like, Hop, go get it, and he did. The thing was, is his second foot hit his first, so he almost didn't get it down, but then he knew to tap it in and got that. It was just a great catch. And it was at that point when I just lost my marbles. That was just incredible. It was such a great catch. I mean, Romeo Crennel's coming off the field. I mean, hey, that guy's taking a ton of heat in the Houston press, and he came up with a game plan tonight. That guy deserves a game ball. The whole defense does. It was an amazing effort.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, John. All right, we've taken time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be back in Houston and wrap it all up and start looking forward to the New York Jets. Stay with us.